and this is going to be a self-funded exploration model moving forward. But that sort of means nothing if we don't have exploration targets. So what we've done here is we've been able to release our 3D model of past work that's been done, right? That includes geophysics works, the ANT results that we had out in August, past drilling that's been done from companies gone past. Like, this is not a green field operation. This was a past producing mine from the early 1900s up until 1990. It's not new, it's just been underexplored. So what we were able to put together over a lot of hours and a lot of work, and it looks like this is one big system from what we can initially see, because there's more work to be done and a lot of exploration potential, is every ounce we potentially discover will be a production ounce. Is we're not
so that is that, that is crazy spend. Good news. Yeah.
And that's the model, man. Like, I've seen so many good exploration companies out there that raise money, drill, hit, and don't see an uptick in their valuation. So they're going to the market the next year, raising money again, and repeat the same raise, rinse, repeat model. And in an apathetic market, that just doesn't, it kills the retail investor, right? People get diluted. It frustrates management, is because you do everything right to add value and the market doesn't react.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you.
It's really good to see you. Good to catch up to you. But before we get that to all my viewers and listeners, I had Gordon on. It's been about, I want to say, 4 weeks between then and now. I have become an investor in ES Gold, and I more than likely will be acquiring more. This is just the beginning of my acquisition. ES Gold is also a paid sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. Gordon, let's get right into it. Since we've talked, you came out with a press release that I've been looking at today. Tell me about what's going on. It looks like you guys are getting ready to drill.
Tell you what's going on. Well, there's a lot going on, right? Like, we've been talking
more
about
than
this
that
for a while. We've been talking about the potential of exploration here for quite some time. This has always been there. We have tailings on surface. We're looking to process that. And this is going to be a self-funded exploration model moving forward. But that sort of means nothing if we don't have exploration targets. So what we've done here is we've been able to release our 3D model of past work that's been done, right? That includes geophysics works, the ANT results that we had out in August, past drilling that's been done from companies gone past. Like, this is not a green field operation. This was a past producing mine from the early 1900s up until 1990. It's not new, it's just been underexplored. So what we were able to put together over a lot of hours and a lot of work is a systematic approach to be able to put all this data together and come away with a model. Is we're doing the work now on the geology side to figure out what we're looking at on an exploration front. So this 3D model that came back, it's quite exciting. I'm trying to wrap my head around it with the geologists. I was hoping for a few targets. It looks like we have a few more than originally anticipated. And it looks like this is one big system from what we can initially see, because there's more work to be done and a lot of exploration potential.
Okay, we're going to get into that. I'm all ears and I'm really excited as an investor here. But before that, let's take a couple steps backwards. Take us up to speed. When we first talked, when you've joined ES Gold, you guys were, what was exciting to me was just getting the, not only getting the story out, but that you guys had a war chest in the bank. And then you were processing what you already had. Tell me about that. And then and it's no longer a cherry on top. It's even, I would say, why people should be excited of what you got. But first, tell me to work all that through for me.
Yeah, like it's, I don't know. I came on as CEO in July. It's been a busy 4 months, Andy. In that time, like, the goal here at ES Gold, and it has been for the better part of 15 years, when this was founded by the founder through the private company, through a few different iterations, the founder stuck with it because he saw the potential here is material on surface that could be easily processed through permitting and very little infrastructure and CapEx. That core of the business hasn't changed. is this is a need. This is an environmental liability that needs to be cleaned up in the town of Montauban. And we're going in, we're doing that. We're going to extract the economic value from the tails on surface. The plan has always been to then reinvest that revenue into further exploration and development. We're moving well ahead right now, is I'm trying to wrap my head around how much we've done over even just the last month. Is in this 4 month period, we're fully financed. We were able to raise $8 million in equity in September. A week later, we signed an agreement with Ocean Partners for a $9 million offtake agreement in two tranches, which puts us in a very solid position to be able to go ahead, finish the mill build out, and get into production through processing tailings. We're fully permitted to do so already. We're aiming for next year, as the building has just completed. Like, it's a big, beautiful building. We did a 4,000 square foot extension. Like, we added the gold room, we added a laboratory where the equipment that's already on site, where we're slowly installing, getting into the right place. There's a few areas where we're still letting the cement cure just to make sure that there's some longevity here, is we're doing all the steps of like that need to be done. Engineers are thrilled, construction thrilled. I'm thrilled. We're having all the conversations with the local community who are very supportive of what we're trying to do. Things are looking very strong in the terms of getting this mill up and running. But then the goal here is, as we're doing that, is for property-wide exploration. Is the tailings are there because this was a past producer. This was a past producer in the early 1900s, chasing lead and zinc. There's a lot of gold and silver that has yet to be discovered. There's a lot of drilling that has not been done. There's been no property-wide exploration on a past producing mine, which gives us an unbelievable opportunity, right? Like, this is blue sky exploration potential backed by production, right? Backed by that economic value you can extract from those tailings. Is and those tailings, like I said, it's an environmental liability. This needs to be cleaned up. And because of that, we have the support from the province, from the country, and from the community, right? The stakeholders involved want this cleaned up, and we're able to take that money and further explore and develop.
Okay, so we're going to get in on the development, but let me just talk to all my viewers and listeners. So what really attracted me initially to ES Gold was just what Rob said, just I'm sorry, just what Gordon said. It's really what they have as of right now, and then they're making money on what they have right now. So you're re-engineering, if you would, or just taking the Lassonde curve and putting it on its head. So you are bringing in money from what you are, or ES Gold is making money from what they have right now. But what really got me excited and why I became an investor now is the potential, and that's what I really want to talk about. And before we get to potential, I just want to make some clarity. Gordon, you guys are already fully funded. Is that correct for the next drill program? Is that correct?
We have a contingency for drilling. I think with this 3D model, what it looks like is we might want to do a little bit more drilling. But right now we have a pretty solid war chest to build the mill, which is our priority. And then when it comes to the drilling, is we have a small contingency for exploration. It's right now I'm just looking at it and it's, well, do we want to tackle this a little bit more? But no, we're funded to move forward.
That's what I want to know. You have a lot of money for this project, and so
We
that's.
have a lot of money for this project, but like as I mentioned, is our priority is the mill build out, right? We have cash in the bank. We have our offtake agreement, like with on the credit side. We're focused here on building right now. It's always been production first, discovery second. This 3D model that's come out has been, well, how long do we have to wait? Because I come from an exploration side, right? Like, I want to put a drill in the ground. So it's we want to stick the main business plan here, but there's some really exciting targets that it'd be nice to have some definition drilling as well as some step out targets that we go after.
Well, let's talk about that. But before, real quick, before we talk about that, another thing that I can't think of, I think needs a little bit more attention. Talk about you guys have a mill, correct?
Well, we have a building, the mill's being built.
Built.
So we're in the procurement process. We have a mill. We're permitted for that mill. When the mill is up and running, which we're talking again, like we're talking months, not years here,
Yeah.
is every ounce we potentially discover will be a production ounce. Is we're
So
not that
that is
CapEx
crazy good
spend.
news. Yeah.
Yeah, then that's the model, man. Like I've seen so many good exploration companies out there that raise money, drill, hit, and don't see an uptick in their valuation. So they're going to the market the next year, raising money again, and repeat the same raise, rinse, repeat model. And in an apathetic market, that just doesn't, it's kills the retail investor, right? People get diluted. It frustrates management is because you do everything right to add value and the market doesn't react. With this model, we're able to control our own narrative.
Yeah.
With this, we're able to generate our own revenue, explore, discover, and develop as we see fit with revenue that we're generating. We're not going to an apathetic market, consistently diluting our shareholders, trying to add value in something that might potentially happen.
Yeah.
Is with this, we're able to generate revenue through the tails, make money, and explore. And from what we see after this release yesterday, something that could be pretty substantial.
Yeah. To all my viewers and listeners, what Gordon just said, that is, if you don't take anything from this conversation, that is what is the most important before we get to the really exciting stuff. But that is what's most important. Put on your business hat here. They'll be generating revenue and bringing in, they'll be cash flow positive. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon.
That is our plan, yes. Like, and again, I said months, not years. Like,
Yeah. Excellent. Okay,
you
let's get to
in
it.
this business, you always hear near-term production, and that can be anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Like, that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, let's take a look here, Gordon. What do we got? What are you guys looking at?
What are we looking at
No,
production-wise?
just talk about the press release here. Let's what did you guys look at? What did you guys find, and what targets are you looking at?
Or how much time do we have, Andy? Well, by incorporating this ANT survey that we did through Core Technologies, right? Like by using past drilling, like mapping of the underground, is we're able to put together a solid idea of this VMS style, what we thought was clustered, but it looks like it's part of a bigger system. So we see some exciting targets to the north, to the south, and at depth already. It's when we first started that ANT program, is drilling hadn't been done anywhere like this, or exploration hadn't been gone anywhere lower than 200 meters at depth. It was still very underexplored. This ANT survey came back and found structure at 1200 meters at depth, which shows that we had unbelievable potential. By having this 3D model and being able to really look at it, is it's significantly bigger than we originally anticipated. Right, as you
Great.
always hope and you always dream, and you have this idea of exploration and discovery, but until you put the data into the blotter and come away with a model like what we have, is it's pipe dream. Now it's not. Now we're actually looking at structure. We're looking at anomalies that we want to test with further ANT programs. The plan here is to do a more property-wide ANT first, put our drill program together, have our geologists working quite diligently on putting a drill plan together, and there's a lot of heads butting on where to start. And then go after the drill permits and ideally get a drill in the ground sooner rather than later.
Excellent. Give me a timeline on that. What's our timeline that we're looking at going into? Take me through the first quarter of next year. Hopefully, just through the first quarter. Well, first and second quarter of next year.
Yeah, so it's like right now we're in the development stage or the building stage, right? Like we're going over equipment purchases, looking at timelines, looking at like the full procurement. We're taking measurements to make sure that the right brand of equipment is ordered and put in the right spot. Is it's very nuanced and quite exciting. With the province of Quebec, what we need to do is we need to put an exploration plan together, and then we take that exploration plan of the drill targets we want to have in each specific cell and submit for our drill permits. So that's what we're working on right now, is putting that exploration plan together. We're hoping to have that input and submitted by Q1. And then into Q2, we're coming to the completion of our mill build out, ideally with our first pour in summer of next year.
I would love to be there if you would care to invite me up.
It's it'll be a busy, it'll be an exciting group of heading up there. Like the town's very invested, our team here. There's a lot of people that are very much looking forward to that first pour. And we just need to execute and make sure that it gets done. Right now, it's where like we deal you're dealing with lead times on equipment and installation and all the fun stuff. You always run into the seasonality of Quebec, but we're feeling really good right now. It's somebody asked me what my burn rate was, and it's gonna get expensive here as we start putting in big pieces of equipment.
Yeah, excellent. Talk a little bit about just what's around you as far as just infrastructure, if you have a total infrastructure, if you didn't need to do any more build out. And then if you would comment, what other companies, what other major, or what other producers, they don't have to be majors, are around you guys?
So where we are is we're 80 kilometers west of Quebec City, right? Like you'd be on site, Andy, when you come up, we'll go for lunch in Quebec City, we'll head back to site. Is like we're there's nothing
You're
on
on the
the
green way, you're on
infrastructure
the
side,
fairway.
right? Like there's nothing in the infrastructure side that we're after. Is this town was built around the mine. You're driving through town, you're seeing house, giant tailings pile, house. And you turn up the road, gravel there, there's our main building. Is on the infrastructure front, there's nothing that we desire. I think we're regrading the gravel road right now. That's the extent of our like
You don't have to put
we're
in a
improving
dirt
things.
road or anything, correct? Or some power
No,
lines.
like that's it. Like it's everything's there. Like this was a past producing mine. Town was built around this. Is everything is there, and because of that, everyone's very supportive. Is there's still people that live in this town that worked at this operation, right? Like people want to see it cleaned back, want to see it back up and running, but they also want to see it cleaned up. Is the way that tailings were disposed of in the early 1900s were not ideal. So we're infrastructure front,
You're
we're in good
fine.
shape. Yeah.
Who's around you? What companies are around you, if you don't mind me asking?
There's a few companies to the north of us and then further to the east, right? Like we're in the Val d'Or area. It's not too far away, but we're in a pretty unique position where this was a full operating mine in the early 1900s, and big deposits kind of got chased out, and mining operations kind of got chased out because development happened around this area. Is we're uniquely based because this was such an early exciting deposit in the early 1900s.
And it just wasn't developed.
It wasn't further developed, so I think there's a lot of potential. There's certainly claims around us. There's some exciting claims to the west of us on the other side of the river that have significant deposits that we're in communication with. But there's certainly opportunity to work together with some individuals in the province. When I say it's not that nobody's not close to us, is we're looking 3, 4 hours away. So
Got it. And really what I'm also getting at is how much land do you have? I'm just thinking, trying to get an idea of how much exploration can be done.
quite a bit. Now we have about 13,000 hectares. This is where we got quite a bit of land. Yeah.
So plenty. Got it. Well, Gordon, before I have you on next time, and I hope to have you on by the end of the year, what should investors be looking out for? Just take me through to the end of the year. Is there a catalyst coming? Is there any things that they should be investors should be paying attention from now until January 1st?
Yeah, I think continued work on this exploration plan that we're looking to do, right? Further work that's being done in this 3D model is as excited as we are about this 3D model, it's not complete. Like there's still more work to be done, more to be added, more to see. We'll have a better understanding of what this looks like, putting our exploration plan together, and then further development and procurement of building our mill. I think there's also room here to continue to add the right people to this to make sure that it gets over the line. Is There's we're at the this company's been going on for about 15 years. The idea has been around since 2010, and $50 million have been spent in that time period, about $1 million a year.
Wow.
This is the
A lot of investment.
a lot of investment, a lot of time, a lot of energy, right? With a small bootstrap group of investors that have been trying to make this work. And at the same time, the company's really started now. Is now we're really kicking off. We're executing on all these ideas that have been essentially a pipe dream for the last few years. And the last 4 months have been quite transformative of the company, and we're going to continue that to 2026. And that's about putting the right people in place to get this over the line.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Gordon, if people want more information, how do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
We are traded on the CSE, ESAU, on the OTCQB, ESAUF. If you want to reach out, you can visit us our website, esgold.com. I'm always available, Gordon at esgold.com or info at esgold.com, where we're more than happy to have conversations with investors, answer questions, or talk about this industry because we're a bunch of individuals who really like it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, looking forward to have you. Let's have you on again in December, Gordon. Love to chat with you then.
Sounds good, Andy, man. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.